We're your hosts, Alina
and April. Some of the stories we tell are fun and interesting,
but some of the subject matter is downright disturbing. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Ghost Hunters.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Paranormal investigators are brave souls. Going into dark, creepy situations, not knowing what and who they will find. I've tried over and over to convince April to go on a ghost hunt with me and she refuses.
Nope. I already pee when I sneeze and cough too hard. I am not trying to wear diapers on a ghost hunt.
Paranormal investigators. Some would say they are brave, sometimes scared, sometimes so afraid they go running while screaming. But not our guests today. They are one of the bravest couples. They investigate so you don't have to.
As you know, Zelena and I are believers, but we know and understand some of you out there are doubters. Today we've invited our special guest to help you decide whether or not you believe. Our friends are an engaged couple from Nevada whose second jobs are working as a paranormal investigating team. You can check out their podcast, School Interrupted, on any streaming service. I encourage you to do this as soon as you are finished listening to our show. Please help us welcome Annalise and Austin, better known as the hosts of Ghoul Interrupted. Welcome, guys.
Hey there. Hey. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Thanks, you guys, for doing this. We appreciate it. We enjoy your show, and we're excited to have you join us today. I mean, thank you for agreeing to come on.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to miss out.
Yeah.
Anything spooky, anytime to talk about paranormal, we'll do it.
I know.
Well, we can't wait to hear your stories. When Zelena called me and told me to check your podcast out during the holidays, you know, I really enjoyed listening to you guys. We need a break every once in a while, so we try to, you know, help new podcasts out and let our listeners get a chance to hear, like, what we're listening to. It helps, like, you know, both of us out. And I have to say, I enjoy the way you two break out, your findings.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we like doing it, especially podcast form, because I feel like paranormal is always on TV or YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you don't really get to hear the fun side of it, rather than, like, don't always catch fun stuff, but you can hear a lot. So
right.
Fun. Why don't you explain to our listeners how you guys break it out?
So when we do a podcast, usually each place we hunt has three episodes. One episode will go through the history, a second episode will be investigation, and the third episode will be like a breakdown of what happened, or when we're fortunate enough to have someone who wants to interview with us, we'll do that as well. That was a little tough the past couple times.
Yeah, just because of what's been going on in the world with COVID and just schedules and everyone getting back to normal. It's been tough to interview people for the last few investigations that we've done.
But that's a normal breakout. Yeah. That's pretty fun. We do a lot of history into it because that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, history is very important to that side of it, because knowing who you might be dealing with and going into a situation knowing what sort of happened in an area can help you sort of to get a feel for something that might be happening that's paranormal.
Right. You want to know if you're entering a satanic temple or a place where somebody was just killed.
Yeah, you know not to go, to stay the hell away from that place.
Right, exactly. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we like to start the show by talking about like what horror films we watched this week. Do you two watch horror films? And if so, what scary movies did you watch this week?
Absolutely. So, you know, being with my job, I had a lot of free time. actually, the last thing I watched was, I don't know if it was an indie horror, but it was this small budget thing called Bad Candy.
Oh my gosh, I just watched that last week.
I thought it was great.
I liked it.
Corey Taylor in it. Yeah, it was awesome.
I haven't really watched horror in a long time. I watch paranormal videos on YouTube, but I don't
We
I don't
watched,
watch that many movies.
Okay, though. So Austin is the Zelina of the group, right, and Annalise, you're the April.
There we go.
I know. Mm-hmm. She's always like, "What are you watching?" And I'm like, "YouTube."
YouTube.
And then she'll call me back, "What are you watching?" TikTok.
Yeah, thank you. See?
Like the horror TikTok is awesome. You know, they're short enough to kind of creepy the hell out.
Oh, yeah, we love Nuke's Top 5.
Nukes oh,
top
I five love Nuke's Top 5. See?
Yeah, that's what, every week we're like, there's a new one. We call them Nukes.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I did watch that film. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
What about you, April? Did you watch anything good?
You know, I really didn't. You know, I moved into, you know, a new house. It's taken, I have three kids. It's going to take me a year to actually unpack everything. So I'm at this point, I'm just like YouTubing, TikToking, looking at stuff. So, you know, I got some good scares, but not much. Just, you know, I delve into the horror TikTok and, you know, like I was telling Zelina, I keep clicking and clicking and clicking, and it's like I just delve deeper and deeper into a hole, you know, and I'm like, hold on, what was I even watching to begin with, you know?
Yeah. Always works that way.
Right. What did you watch, Zelina?
I actually did something different this week. So, like, I didn't, you know, I watched Bad Candy earlier in the week, but I did more of, I went back to watch A Haunting. So do you guys know that show? Mm-hmm. It's got 17 seasons or whatever, and they have The Haunting Alaska and all that. But anyhow, so I went back and watched like the most recent 5 seasons and just binged it. I don't sleep much at night. So anyhow, and I started scaring the shit out of myself. Like, you know,
every time. That's how it works.
Yeah. And I was
just laying down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Having to go to the bathroom and you're just totally paranoid as you're walking down the hall.
And you're like running up the stairs so nothing gets you.
Or you hear something and you're like, what is that?
That's the rule.
Right.
Nothing can get you at the top.
It's like whenever I get like that, I'm like a fucking track star all of a sudden, you know. Even though I'm chunky, I'm like, whoosh, I'm so fast.
I was like, where's this during high school?
I know. Exactly. Oh, man. Well, let's get the show started because I'm eager to hear about your ghost hunting investigations. You two go into so much detail. I feel like I could walk into one of these places and know exactly where, like, things are. And I appreciate that when I listen to stories. It helps me envision everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really important because it being an audio podcast and not really visual yet, we're working on that. Knowing what a place will look like or sort of a layout in general helps sort of like get you into the mood for it. And, you know, you're not just like, oh, we're in the foyer and someone's like, well, where the hell is that?
Right, yeah. Right,
you know?
Exactly.
You know, I think the fun part, I don't know, it's like I like reading a lot too. And I think part of the fun of reading is that you get to imagine the place yourself. And then it makes it that much spookier. When you're listening to it.
Right, exactly.
Like, oh, like picturing this like house with like the shingles like falling off and the window creaking at me. When you're like, okay, this is 5 times scarier.
Right.
Yeah, we always make things worse in our mind when we have fewer details.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, like all the details, and it's like it's a normal house, people. It's great.
Right. So I want to ask you about one of your episodes I listened to, the Gold Hill Hotel Room. So you mentioned how you felt weird energy the minute you stepped into the room. I think you called it like bothersome is what you said, I think. But anyhow, can you explain that feeling?
Yeah, for me, so Gold Hill Hotel is a place that we spent a lot of time at because we're tour guides for their haunted tours there. But one big thing when you go, William's room is the one we went into, which is room 5. And that room is really, energies tend to go more towards females. And they're kind of uncomfortable energies. I think it's bothersome in the sense that, like, it feels like it's overwhelming. Like, it feels like someone's, like, watching you behind your shoulder the whole time for everything you do. So it's kind of like you can't do anything without someone watching you is the feeling in that room.
Okay.
So, like, it's not per se a bad thing, but it's, like, it just puts you on edge. Mm. So, like, anything you hear, you're jumping at. You're like, oh, my gosh, what was that noise? Like, or you're like, I'm sorry. Like, you feel like you're apologizing to a wall. Something's here, but I don't know where you are. So. But yeah, it's just a weird feeling. I don't know. It to me, those ones are like you said, they are bothersome and creepy to us because, I mean, you can't see what's making you feel that way.
Yeah, you can't see what, but you definitely can tell that there's like a different energy.
Yeah,
and it can vary from like even from position to position in different in a room or it can vary from, you know, a building or even rooms. But you can definitely, we always say your body is definitely one of the biggest tools you have as a ghost hunter, because your body is tuned to feel different changes in energy, and you can feel it when you walk somewhere.
Well, Annalise, you mentioned in that episode that you were lying on the bed and Austin was asleep, and all of a sudden, like, you felt the bed move and slapped off Austin, thinking he was moving, but he wasn't.
So that's a common occurrence.
He's
big and tall, and that room was very good, creaky,
and the bed was very wobbly.
It was awful. I was like it was, I was thinking about, I was like, if this was someone's honeymoon, this would be terrible room.
There's no privacy.
Like, you know, everyone would know what was going on. I was like sitting on the bed, and I was like kind of like, that night like I said in the podcast, I had a really bad like asthma episode, but I was laying on the bed and I was like, okay, like maybe I just imagined it. And like, I kind of woke up and then the bed like moved, like it felt like someone pushed it and pulled it back really fast. And then that's why I was like, hey, was that you? Like, I don't know who did that. And then he was like,
Because I do tend to talk in my sleep, or sometimes I'll get up, I'll move or whatever. And she usually just does that, like hits me and like, you're asleep. I'm like,
But there was one thing I will say that I didn't tell Austin, but one of my coworkers also stayed in the room next door for one, in Rosie's room, which is another haunted room. But she told me, she's like, well, yeah, one time when I was there, like I was laying on the bed and the bed moved back and forth, like someone pushed it. And I'd never told her what happened to us.
So you both had the same experience.
In two different rooms. That's really interesting.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So can you describe like what goes through your head before an investigation?
Excitement.
I get excited. Then I get nervous. And I think, why the hell am I going to stay up all night to get scared, like poopless all night long?
Yeah, like why would you willingly walk into a place to deprive yourself of sleep and then possibly have like a life-alteringly scary experience happened, but
and then we were joking about it too. We were like, maybe we should like consider bringing extra underwear.
Fresh, clean pair of drawers, just in case.
You never know.
That's April.
That's me. There's just times where you're like, it's fine, and other times you're like, oh, cool, the knock. Like I tripped on something and I scared myself. You're like, so I think it's just that one, like you mentally prep. Like, you're like, I'm going to go in, I'm going to stay up all night, I'm going to have ghosts following me. I don't know if they're good or bad. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah. It's a party.
See, we had, our aunt lived in a haunted house. And she told us, oh, you might have a visitor at night. And we're like, okay, like, whatever. So we're literally sleeping in the same room in twin beds. And I'm almost asleep. And the covers get tugged down. And I was like, kind of opened my eyes and I'm like, Zelina, why are you doing that? And she was like, what? And I look over and she's in her bed and I'm like, oh, hell no. My covers got tugged. No. So I stayed up like half the night. And I could like see shadows in the room and I would be like waking her up and she's like, just go to sleep. And I'm like, no, bitch, your blankets did not get tugged.
Yeah, that's like you and me. I'll always sleep through anything.
You'll sleep through everything.
Well, like, my thing is like, if you don't open your eyes, you can't see them. It's fine.
No, but I could feel it. But I could feel it there.
I think that's why paranormal investigators hunt in the dark often, is because they think there's less chance of seeing stuff, which is such a lie.
Such a lie.
Like, you imagine everything. You're like, oh my God, there's a face right there. I know it.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Well, we grew up in a haunted house. Yeah. So we've had experiences our whole life. So in one house, the house that we grew up in, the ghost was always terrorizing April.
Yes.
Always. And with me, it would rub my hair at night when I was trying to go to sleep. I was like, ooh. I'd be like, okay, just let it rub my hair. It's fine. I'm going to sleep, you know.
Like, it's so relaxing. Yeah, it's so relaxing. It's a spirit rubbing my hair.
No, like, it would literally, when my little sister and I were home, would turn my parents' stereo on in the bedroom, like, loud as it could go. And we'd both like open our doors and stare at each other and be like, nope, and just shut the doors, like not even going to mess with it. It'll eventually turn off, you know? So, yeah.
If I don't notice you, you're not there. You're fine.
Exactly.
I get it.
Well, what made you guys decide to start investigating the paranormal? Is this like a fascination that started when you were kids, or when you got older, or when you met? What happened?
I think for me, it was more, I go kind of into it on the podcast, but I think I've always been fascinated with it, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And then in college, I started watching more videos, like ghost hunting videos. I think everyone knew Ghost Adventures when it first came out. And that was like a big, like that was fun to watch for a little bit. But then you kind of go off into people who do private investigations and find ghost tours to go on. So I find that fascinating. But I think after my grandma had passed and it was almost like a sleep demon mm-hmm. experience where like I thought like in my dream, it felt like I was real. And this like thing walked towards me that looked like her, and then it vanished, and then it yelled in my face in the sleep, and I woke up, and I knew if I turned around, I would regret it to high hell. I think after that point, it was kind of like, okay, like this is something that's really fascinating to me, but that's my journey into ghost hunting, and I really enjoy it, but I don't know about.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, sort of the same. It was always like, you know, I never really grew up around it. I didn't grow up in a haunted house, thankfully. I did. But it was always something I was like, kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I think up until around the time I was 19, I never really had any experiences. And I think I've gone into this as well. There was an area near where I grew up in Mission Viejo called Black Star Canyon. And this place is like, it's if you look up like books on like haunted places and stuff, it's in there, it's all over. But if my friends and I were going to go there at night, we're very smart. and we were gonna, because it's like a hiking trail during the day, nothing scary, but at night we went and we could see the figure of this man standing about maybe like 20-30 feet away from us, but he was translucent. And we at that point, all of us were just like, nope, we got the hell out of there, we weren't gonna have any of that. But that was the first sort of paranormal experience I can think of. But honestly, the desire to actually do our own investigations didn't really start until we started going to Virginia City, because it's mm-hmm. so in your face there. And they have a very, like, very big culture and a business of doing all that we were like, this is great. Like, we love doing it. Why not do it ourselves?
Yeah, if you're going to be ghost hunting, Nevada, Northern Nevada is pretty good to start. And I think, too, part of a big motivation for me is we're both half Mexican. And my whole family. La Llorona. And my mom's super into mysticism and paranormal and stuff. So I think it was just kind of, it was there.
Yeah, it's in the culture.
I think some things are just more ingrained, so it wasn't as terrifying for me to go towards.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a lie.
So I heard that you two met at Disneyland, and I wanted to know if it was in the Haunted Mansion where you two locked eyes on each other.
No.
We met in Bugs Land.
It doesn't even exist anymore.
It was right next to Tower of Terror.
So I mean, Disney theory, Bugs Land was supposed to be the front yard to the Tower of Terror.
Yes.
We love Disney, so we've been to Bugs Land.
Bugs
Land. But yeah, no.
Our wedding is actually Haunted Mansion themed because we're doing a Friday the 13th wedding. So we're doing
Halloween.
I didn't get my invite.
We're sitting there, we're like, itself. Like, I was like, well, we met at Disney. I don't want like a Disney wedding, but I was like, oh, but we can do like a Haunted Mansion like garden party.
You know, I'm an ordained minister, right?
Yeah.
Now we got this.
See, that's
I'm
great.
Upset. Yeah, we'll talk to you.
Hey, yep. I'll even do it for free just to watch
the movie. I can go to this thing.
April has to carry my book.
I'm a good dancer, so.
We need that. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I'll lead the thriller dance out there.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's how I do it. But yeah, so that's our Haunted Mansion tie.
That's always been, though, up until, you know, I started going on the big rides. The Haunted Mansion was always my favorite.
The big kid rides.
The roller coasters. Haunted Mansion is always, I loved it. And actually, too, whenever I did, we were still working there. I worked there a little bit longer because she actually ended up quitting to go to school. But I was there for about 2.5 years. And we did a tour through there after hours.
That was a cool one.
And it was amazing. I took my dad and they're like, oh, this is this. You know, a whole bunch of stuff.
Do they turn the lights on or do they leave the lights off still?
They had the lights
They
on.
had, yeah, they had like show lights on, so
A little
it was like
brighter
a
than
little
normal.
brighter than normal,
Oh,
but
how
it was
cool.
amazing. Yeah, one really cool fun fact about that. So there's a little box in the seance room, and that was actually donated to the mansion by, I think it was an ordained Wiccan minister
It's kind
or
of cool.
something like that. And they tried to remove it, and after they removed it, like stuff kept on breaking down. They were having terrible luck with it, so they put it back in, and like they were basically told to, like, don't ever remove this box.
Man.
That's crazy.
So.
Spiritual Disney.
Yeah, no
Creepy
kidding.
Disney.
And not a Wiccan, but it was a witch of some sort.
Yeah,
Oh,
something.
man. You know, the only thing I always got pissed off at is the Indiana Jones ride was always broken. Like, I was like, what the hell, man?
That's the ride that we met up. Like, that was our first date, was
Oh,
Indiana
was
Jones.
it? Oh,
Yeah,
okay. That
our first
bumpy
date
ride.
only.
Oh, God,
You
that was
both
an
got
interesting
whiplash.
ride. I know. He's like, Annalise's boobs were bouncing on that ride because that thing
I know.
was jumpy.
So next day, I'll keep watching.
Listen, I mean, if I'm
Oh,
willing to stand in line for you with you for this long, I mean, there must be something here, so we'll
that's
give
awesome.
Oh my, that's true love right
Mm-hmm.
there. Oh my God. Well, do any of your relatives delve into the paranormal as well, or?
So my side of the family, they're a lot more skeptical, or they're ungodly, funny, ungodly terrified of ghost hunting. And but mom, we call them mom and dad on there. They're my parents. They've gone on some ghost hunts. They've been uber skeptical, but I think my dad's like
He's
kind of
opened up
open to
to
it.
it,
Like we were
yeah.
like, we're gonna go on a ghost hunt. He's like, can I come? I was like,
He's always, yeah, he's always
all right.
excited to go now because I
All
think, yeah, he's had a couple experiences now where he's been like, and he's a super logical person.
Yeah.
Like, he's the kind of person where you would tell him, like, oh, the lights are flickering. And he'd be like, there's just
Here's
something
one.
wrong with the power.
The
Yeah,
electrical
the
wire.
He'll look for the
Yeah.
way.
Yeah, he'll look for a reason, but he's definitely more inclined
Yeah.
now.
That's how my husband was,
Yeah.
you know, before we started this podcast and stuff.
Ooh.
And then he'd start listening to the stories and stuff, and he would Google them and just kind
Yeah.
of see. And he's like,
Oh,
okay, I'm starting to kind of get into the, like, I understand, you know, now with these stories that this stuff could probably happen, you know.
yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
so.
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Your family's not.
Yeah, my family's not really into it, and I would think there's it's more of the fear.
Yeah.
'Cause like for our wedding party, we want to see if we can take him to the Washoe Club, which is like a ghost hunter's like
Dream.
dream to stay there. And I told my dad, and I was like, "Hey, we want to go there." And my dad was like, "Well, you can count me out." And he was like,
Not
"Well,
ongoing.
yeah, well, I won't go, but you guys have
Yeah,
fun." Yeah, I would think most of my family is more afraid, not really skeptical, but afraid.
Yeah, I think that's where
Right.
it comes from. Just scared.
That's funny.
So when you guys enter a place, like, does it ever feel like, oh, maybe we should not have come here? Or does it feel sometimes like dangerous to you guys?
Son.
I think that this question's interesting because, like, so Mackie Mansion is one of the places we went, and well, I'm sure you guys have heard of it in the podcast, there's one a part where I say there's one room that I hate
There's
going to.
one
There's
room.
one room, the doll room, and I've absolutely hated it. I think the big thing for investigations is I go into it willing to see anything and do anything, minus Ouija. Any place that has a lot of Ouija activity, Ouija boards, or people who do them a lot, I'm not comfortable in as much.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just a preference. Not that we've gone into places that have it. Like, that's
Yeah, but
fine.
we
But
just
I'm a little
won't.
more aware of what I'm doing. But I think for the most part, there's not really any time I've been like, we shouldn't have come here. But I know, like, that room I won't step into.
Yeah.
Like, after doing that investigation, like, I won't go into it. There's only a couple times it's felt dangerous if we've done spirit box sessions and we get, like, when it says, like, demon, devil, hell, like, those kind of things that come through, like, I'll probe it a little bit. But when it starts, like, doing, like, I don't know, they get really personal sometimes, and that's some of the stuff that's
That's
creepy when they, like, start telling you facts about, like, if you ask questions and they're facts about you, or you say, like, do you know what my favorite color is, and they can recite it right off the bat. I'm like, I don't know if I want to be here.
Yeah,
Right. Like,
There's a limit.
some
I'm
of
like, I
that.
think you've pushed my buttons. Like, I'm gonna bye-bye.
Yeah,
Yeah, so like
exactly.
our very first investigation that we had done, like
Prior to the
yeah,
podcast.
prior to the podcast, but ourselves, we were in Mackie and we were in that room that
That
we
awful
don't let,
doll
yeah,
room
the awful
from
doll
hell.
room. And we were doing a spirit box session, but like somehow it was answering these questions, and I like kind of discerned it was my grandma who had just passed away like a year.
Yeah, and then so he discerned that. Then I was like letting him go down the path of asking, and I had like that gut feeling like this is not the right energy to be like a good spirit. I told him like, hey, like we should be done with this conversation. Like you're done, and like I think that's how they draw you in a little bit.
Right,
is it they'll kind of coax you on. Then also it said like devil, demon, all these other things.
And at that point, yeah, that's when we
activity too, though. Yeah. That's when we started getting poked, pulled hair, like touched everything.
It was after that, yeah, it after that I got touched.
Yeah.
Man. I know we've had people who always try to place, you know, with Ouija boards with us and stuff like that. I can't walk into a room with one. They just start moving and spelling out my name and stuff. Ooh. And I've always had
creepy.
And I'm like, I just refuse. So when people play with them, I just don't get it. I'm like, oh, you guys don't understand what you're opening.
Yeah, I think you're playing with too much at that point. Like, right. It's not worth it. You don't need to play with one person to get activity.
Well, do you guys like put any precautions in place so nothing follows you home or possibly possesses you? I mean, because you know that it's always that possibility that's got to be in the back of your mind. Or do you guys just go in and investigate and see what happens? Like, you know, balls to the wall, whatever.
I think sometimes it's a little bit of both.
A little bit.
So by the end of it, like with Ouija boards, it's important you close out your session, which people rarely do properly. And then, so I think with us, we close out our investigation every time.
We'll always say goodbye. We'll always be sure to say, like, hey, stay here. Don't come with us.
We'll come back to you if we really want to talk to you type stuff. It sounds so funny, but, it's like, it makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. And I'll say hello whenever I walk into a new place the first time. And I always say goodbye. Like, please don't come with me, dude. I don't want to see you at home. I'd stay here.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I tell my kids, but they don't listen.
Yeah, I think too. I always have I mean, this is going to probably make people laugh, but like, we're both Christian, but we like, I don't know. I don't think Christianity excludes the possibility of a paranormal.
Right, correct.
So we're sitting there, and I was like, well, I have my crucifix always with me. So if I think it's really bad, I'm going to have that with me. But like, that's just a thing for me. I think, though, for me, I'm open to energies, but once I can feel a bad one, I close off really fast. Like, I won't talk. He's the one that I'm always worried about because he does the like we joke about in the thing. He's close to Zach.
Not quite the ripping off. I'm challenging a ghost to a fight, but I'll be like, "Hey, come here and touch me,
bro." Why touch you?
Yeah, like, and then it does it, and I'm like, "Why the hell did you do what I said, man?"
I know. Yeah, but I don't know. I haven't really. I guess possessions are scary. I have dreams though. After places, I'll get really vivid dreams. So I think that's the closest I've gotten to like having something follow us home.
Oh yeah, that'd be scary.
Yeah.
So do you guys have a favorite investigation that you've done so far?
Mine still is that Mackie one that we did for the podcast.
For our first episode. I think we just got such great evidence and we had such great activity during that one. Not to say that we won't get it in the future, but I just think since then we haven't had as much.
I don't know. But I think it's tough.
I love that location too.
But yeah, I love that you guys go in and you don't always find like all this.
I mean, because that's not realistically,
real life. Like your boy Zach. You know, like your
husband does an amazing Zach impression.
Oh, he does.
It's hilarious.
I didn't hear that one.
Don't make him dumb himself that much.
He gets a kick out of it. I think that's why he never believed, because he watched him,
those and it's just
and I'm like, no, you know. And then he got a kick. He really started enjoying watching Ghost Brothers.
Oh, that's so funny.
They're hilarious, you know. And so he got a kick out of that. But now he's, you know, that's why he started to get into it, because when you watch Zach, you can't go off that.
That's like I told Austin, like, the point of doing the podcast though too is to like show you the reality of ghost hunting.
Right.
Like, even when you watch an episode, it's like they get three voices and they make the whole episode out of three voices.
Yeah. Right. And they keep repeating it.
I'm like, okay, cool. Like, wow, we get you got it. Static
and
then, sometimes.
Yeah, they get some, it'll be ridiculous because they'll get some static or something. And they'll be like, they'll be like, dude, you can clearly hear the ghost state my name.
Exactly.
No, like yeah, not even, but there's a psychological thing about it. Whenever you tell somebody what they're hearing, they will hear it.
They'll hear it. Right.
But you know, that's why we like to play the clip that we have first and give people a chance to figure it out for themselves, and then we'll tell them what we think it is.
And yeah, and that so. Psych aspect was a big reason behind the name Ghoul Interrupted, because of Girl Interrupted. And yeah, I love the like psychiatry and the like psychology behind all this stuff. Like, why people do this is fascinating. So that's like a big part of it. But that's why we try to debunk things. Like, is some of this just you're prepared and amped to see it, or is it real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, April over here has her PhD. She's
in psychology.
You wouldn't be able to know, by the way. She cussing on the show. But,
hey,
you know.
Cussing is a sign of intelligence. That is a pure fact.
but yeah, so it's like she's always, you know, analyzing people and stuff like that. So it's interesting to hear her thoughts on that as well with things like that. So I think that's why I enjoy your show too. You know, you guys just lay it all out. I like it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's no need to be like to hype stuff up or be unrealistic with it, because the stuff sort of, like, I don't want to say it sells itself, but the stuff that happens, it creates that hype for itself. We don't have to hype anything
up.
Right.
Exactly. When if it's legitimate, there, it's like, holy crap, you know, that's like crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you kind of said something about extra underwear earlier, but I was going to ask you guys if you'd ever been scared shitless, like you're going to pee yourself. So, like, oh, crap, I should have brought underwear. I'm going to have to walk around these, pee-stained pants.
Yeah.
He's
so,
the one
yeah.
that gets scared shitless.
I'll have to own up to that. And I do end up psyching myself up a little bit sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
It
was
at sometimes?
Our most of the time. But yeah, it was our investigation of Mackie that we did alone that very first time. And you know, there is a staircase up into the attic on the second floor there.
You
second
lost me
or
on
second
attic.
Technically the third floor, but it's the second from the ground level. But I was standing there at the bottom of that staircase, and the caretaker there, Dawn, she's a wonderful woman, but she's like, you know, this is, everyone says they get terrible readings in this place. They don't, nobody likes the staircase.
I'm like, I'll stay
and
here.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to go stand there and challenge a ghost to touch me. Oh,
yeah. So many problems.
So I felt something grab my elbow, and it was not like a lightly, it was like they grabbed it, like they meant to harm me. And I screamed.
So he a little girl and went running. You know? And I'm like, what the hell happened? I was like, oh, okay.
So, yeah, that was...
Then I was laughing at him. I was like, I had nothing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that one was probably the most touchy-feely a ghost has gotten with me.
I got scared, though.
Yeah.
Because when we do the Gold Hill, we do the miner's cabin, the one that scared Zach and everyone half to death, and they won't go back now.
Yeah.
But I was like walking through there alone. I was like, I'm gonna go like figure out where we're putting all this ghost hunting equipment. And then I walk through, like, there's like bathrooms between the two bedrooms. I was like walking through and something growled at me. And I was like,
no.
I was like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not gonna go. And then like they're like, you wanna go back in there? I'm like,
no, okay.
I'm good.
Great, thanks.
One growl is enough for me.
Oh, yeah. They growl at me every time now I go in there. Every time they growl at, it's kind of terrifying. That one I don't like. I want to investigate it privately, but like I need a group to be in there too.
See, that would be like we grew up in that haunted house, like I told you, but we used to play hide and seek in the dark in the house.
Yeah.
And so it was so much fun. Like it was a blast. But you'd hear things, you wouldn't know if it was somebody coming or if it was a ghost or whatever. See, that'd be cool to play in that house. Like
hear the growling.
Yeah. The growling, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, Annalise, you've said that you can feel energy in places. Do you actually see spirits or just feel them?
I guess a little bit of both now. I've been kind of more open to it. So at first I didn't really want to embrace feeling anything or seeing anything, because it's kind of a creepy concept. But lately, if I can kind of like close my eyes in a room where there's lots of energy, I can see like in my mind, like a shadow of where something might be. So like, imagine like being in a room and then like you have like, you put sunglasses on for a second and like you can kind of see those spots for when you transition from like no sunglasses to sunglasses, you can kind of see like the spot of where it might be. And no matter what, every time like I've been able to find where the spirit is in the room.
See, I find that interesting how different people see the energy and stuff like that. Like April sees them as shadow form.
Yeah.
I see them like they're a person like sitting right next to me. So
yeah, I can I get that. I just got used to seeing them a little bit. So
but see, I try to block that shit out. because I'm not trying to see anything like a real person.
That's why I didn't want to open up to it. That's why I was like, I don't want to open up to possibly seeing them. But like sometimes it's helped. There's times like when we go to the Washoe Club and go on tours, there's the Red Room, which has like a demonic entity in it. And when I'm in there, I'm like super jaded. I'm like, I feel you. I don't need to see you. That's it.
I know. It's the worst when they pop up right next to you. You're like, oh God.
Right there.
And like mine, I can't shut off. It's hard. It's very hard. And it's just like,
I think I'm getting to that point to where I can't shut it off. Cause I feel like once you open it up enough, it's always there.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, and that's the way Zelina is. I'm not, I'm like, no, motherfuckers, you ain't talking to me.
and I'm like a beacon. Yeah, Zelina's
like, hey, where y'all at? I'm like, no. Uh-uh. I'm trying to write on my computer. I don't want to be talking to anybody.
I know. Someone with a cup of coffee, so yeah. How's it going?
Yeah. I tell Zelina she needs, what's that, the one medium she puts the hat on, and when the hat goes on, the spirits can't talk to her.
I know.
You don't know who that is? She used to be on, like, Lifetime.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she's like, no, she's British. Yeah, I'll have to look her up. But she had a beanie that she would wear, and she told the spirits, when I put this beanie on, I'm not talking to any of you. So they had to like accept that she wouldn't talk to them with her beanie on, you know?
Yeah.
So when she took it off, she had like some crazy, crazy hair. It was like bleached to the head. And,
God, I'll have to look that up. Yeah.
She had a good show, you know? It was entertaining.
I've never heard of it. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So can you guys communicate with the spirits naturally, or do you have to use equipment?
I tend more to be on the natural side of communication. Since we do mostly audio stuff, we will record almost everything, but we don't use a spirit box. We don't use any, like, I like dowsing rods. They're my go-to because the energy is really good with them.
So how do you actually use the dowsing rod? Like, I've seen them used and, you know, I've seen enough videos, but like how do you know, like, do you tell it you need to go this way or
can you explain that? Once you kind of figure out, so my dowsing rods actually have crystals at the end. I have some like amethyst and quartz on them. Mm-hmm. But when you use dowsing rods, for me, it's like yes or no questions. Everything is crossed for yes, open for no if you're doing that. But I can also say, hey, point to where in the room you are. Like show me with the dowsing rods. So like they'll move to where they are. Both of them will move. I've gotten names spelled out because you can use the alphabet. Like what letter does your name begin with? Like R, and they'll kind of cross or stuff. Like that's kind of how we use them. They're not Austin's specialty, but I like, even in the house, like when I lose my keys, I can use them to find my keys now.
Oh man, would be handy. Like,
I'm going to need you to ask your dowsing rods if I'm going to marry someone rich next time.
Right. If you fly open, be like, damn it.
We'll have to show you where he is.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, that's like our biggest thing, but I guess we try not to use too many tools. Like, we'll record stuff. We'll, like, video record. We'll do things like that. But I don't know. I feel like you don't need all the fancy stuff.
Right. So, like, how do you know what tool or piece of equipment to use?
I think so usually what we'll do is we'll start with, like, a little recording of us asking questions and do, like, an EVP session and see, like, if we get anything within, like, 10 minutes. If nothing happens there, we'll kind of go to just recording stuff, taking pictures, just talking, having, like, conversations with them. There's times that we don't record where we're like, hey, like, if you're here, can you knock? And oftentimes that's when they start interacting with us. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, like, can you keep doing this if we record something so that we have something for the podcast? And usually it'll keep up. But sometimes it's like, if the energy's high, then I feel like we don't, like, when I walk in, if I can really feel something, I'm like, we don't need a lot of stuff today. Like, we're good. But there's times, like, when we were in the Silver Queen, that episode when nothing happened, I was like, we need tools.
Yeah. We need to get them out.
We need something to help us.
That was a good question. But you guys just got new equipment, didn't you, for your investigations?
We did.
We
were very excited. What'd
you guys get?
Yeah, we got like our new like microphone, video camera. Where we got some like the dorkiest headlamps in the world, but we can go out at night and do shit now.
Really do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Are they the beanies with the headlights? Because that's what my dad has.
No, I had one of those for when I worked as an engineer. I had those, but not anymore.
Go put them on real quick so we can see them. No.
Yeah. we'll put a picture on our Instagram. So do people like call you guys to investigate areas, or do you find the places on your own?
So right now, mostly places on our own. Yeah. We've never been like closed off to people calling us or asking us to do stuff. There's some places that we get invited to that are a little more private, like houses we can do. But I think what we show on the podcast, at least for now, is more just public places that everyone can kind of go to. So,
and that's kind of the point of the podcast too, is that we are going to these places and doing this. Anybody can do this. So this isn't like, oh, we're super secretive and special and we're going to go to this place that has never before been investigated. It's, you can literally pick your phone up and go to this place if you wanted to, book it for 4 hours a night, whatever, and you can do this as well.
Would you, are you guys ever going to like go out of Nevada, or do you think you're just going to stay in Nevada?
That is the goal.
That's the goal. Yeah, we're hoping to. We're not, we're probably, yeah, we're probably, yeah. So we are actually, we're doing part of our honeymoon in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
Wonderful place. And really, really historically haunted place.
Yeah.
So, most haunted city in America. Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to get a lot of good stuff while we're there that we can bring back with us.
Moon River Brewing Company.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. I've heard
you guys, you guys should come to the Midwest because we have, you know, Atchison, Kansas, which is what, like an hour from us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if we go out there, we'll go.
Gates to hell is what they say it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you could go to my mom's house. Her house is super haunted.
Yeah.
I think those are like, we were saying too, it's like no one does like the streets of Virginia City. No one does like Old Town Folsom. That's really old, like historic area, like back in California. Like no one does those as much. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like those are little like treasure troves that are waiting.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we kind of want to go towards, more of the smaller areas. Like we like Tonopah, mm-hmm. But then Eureka, Nevada, like just go down the 50 and see what we find, because they're all old mining towns with like a ton of tragedies, ton of history. So
that's like in Atchison. Mm-hmm. Everybody does Sally's house.
Yeah.
But nobody does the other stuff, and there's so much haunted, you know, stuff there. I mean, it's crazy. It's
huge.
Yeah. Well, and even in here in Kansas City, there's a lot of haunted places.
Yeah,
because of the old gangsters
the whole
here.
Mob, know, history.
You know, when I went to school in Arkansas, and then we went to like Eureka Springs and Hot Springs, Arkansas, all those fun places. And those hotels are so much history that no one like thinks about, because they're middle like of nowhere according to California and like New York.
Yeah. Right, like, right.
Yeah, if it's not a big city, it's middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah, I don't know. I like the small stuff. That would be a goal, is to go out of state and travel more. We just, right now it's funds and also.
Well, yeah, you're paying for a wedding here in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, is there a place you will never go to and why?
I don't think so. I don't know that there's a place I would never go to.
Anywhere with like devil worship.
I think I would go. That's the thing.
Yeah,
I'm reluctantly,
yeah. But even then, it's like, yeah, no, I don't. I'm not super happy about this, but I'm here.
I don't go anywhere until I felt like or saw a demon. Then I'd be like, all right, we're done.
Later.
See, I don't want to put myself in the position where I'm gonna see a demon.
That's it.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
I know.
I'm like, come on out here and fight me, bro.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, there really isn't. The realm of possibilities is completely open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's nice. Yep. That's nice, though, that you guys are open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you kind of have to be open to a lot of stuff going into this kind of field.
Right. So in your opinion, like, what do you think is the most haunted place in Nevada?
I would argue, from just being around here, Washoe Club is probably the most active, still haunted place with the most area to be haunted. But I stay down at the Mizpah for like work and stuff in Tonopah, and that's pretty creepy. So those would be my top two.
Mm-hmm.
I know people say Mackey. I think Mackey is active.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the difference. But Washoe Club is probably my top one for most haunted.
So yeah, let me ask you this, just because I'm not familiar with the cities. And the places you're talking. How far are you from like Las Vegas?
8 hours.
8 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
8 hours. All right. So you're on the other side. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're the same distance from Vegas as we are to LA.
Oh wait, so you're up north, not or you're south?
Yeah, we're in northern, so we're in Lake Tahoe area.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. That helps. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the big question: how do you deal with skeptics?
Take him ghost hunting. Yep.
Take him with us. It's really hard to deny something when you're seeing it firsthand.
Right.
If they're willing to go, we will take them ghost hunting. Yes. That's a big thing. But a lot of the time, like I said in the first episode, I think my ghost hunting is rooted in skepticism because I have my degree in engineering as my first one. And now nursing, I think my big thing is like, I like science.
Right.
I want facts. But the whole point of science is to always question it and see, is there something that can disprove what we believe? Mm-hmm. So I think in a way it's rooted in that skepticism, but I don't know. I don't mind skeptics. I think they're quite fascinating little creatures. I'll talk to you. Like, I want to know why you don't believe in it, but it's funny because usually the reason they don't believe in it is because they had something happen.
Right. Yeah.
And they don't want to admit what happened.
Right. Yeah. I've come across that a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have family and friends who are skeptics that tease you for doing this, or?
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I've actually like I wouldn't say teased. I think some of them are like, "What? Like, I can't believe you're doing this because like, it's so scary. Oh my god, why?
Yeah, like why would you go and put yourself in that situation willingly? Like it's fun.
It's great. Yeah. It's character building.
Nothing.
And you're
builds
doing
character
it as a couple.
Like
Exactly.
It's bonding time. It's couples therapy with a ghost. It's great.
Do you guys have any advice for people who are afraid of the paranormal?
This sounds weird, but it's like we always tell ourselves if you're too scared, they'll feed off of every detail that you're scared of. And I think if you're willing to go experience it and have an actual open mind, not, oh my gosh, I'm scared shitless. I don't want to go into this place. It's kind of helpful because I think you actually get to enjoy the fun of ghost hunting. Because like we said, you don't always find something.
No.
It's not always scary. But I think the paranormal is only scary because we make it scary in our mind.
Right.
I think it's kind of like you have to talk them down and see where their fear really lies. Like I have like a therapy session with them. I'm like, why are you scared of it? They're not that scary. Just random things you can't see or like touching you. It's fine.
It's something that you can't see. Just said hello. It's
totally normal.
Yeah, this is fine.
I don't know. Advice though would just be just embrace that fear. Go into it.
Really, just embrace it. Go into the fog, so to speak.
Exactly.
No, see, because I saw the mist. I know what comes out of the fog, dude.
I saw it.
Not going there.
Nope.
April
a lot better ending though.
Zelina's always like, come on, let's go here. We can do a podcast from there. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Because all they're going to hear is me screaming, you know, or going, oh, man, I just peed. You know, like, that's what they're going
to
hear.
No accurate podcast. Go for it. Own it.
I'll have to come out and go with you guys because
I got high blood pressure. I'm not trying to have
you
a heart attack.
If you're ever out here, we'll take you ghost hunting at some of these places. They're great.
Okay. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Okay, she's in the medical field, so I would trust being with her because I have high blood pressure. So if I'm having like a heart attack or something, she could save me. Him as well.
He has
EMT skills, I'm sure.
For a living. I give myself CPR when I get
exactly.
too scared.
So she could either help me pass to the other side or bring me back.
She won't trust me because I laugh anytime anybody gets hurt or falls. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
Hey, it's an actual disease.
It is an actual mental disorder.
Yeah. So
it is a mental disorder.
Everyone.
Oh, yeah.
We all do.
It's so funny because they asked me one time, there's medication for that. I'm like, why the hell would I want medication for that? That's hilarious. Like, you know,
it's so great.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so she's like, I don't
know.
Yeah,
when
you.
I started studying psychology 15 years ago, I always questioned why we would laugh. You know, like, it's not that we don't have empathy. It's just that our brains are wired differently. So our first reaction is to laugh instead of be like, oh, are you okay? And show, like, empathy towards people. So when I found it out, I kind of researched it and I was like, oh, we can take medication. And that's when she's like, well, why would I do that?
I mean, like, I'll do the embarrassing crap and I'll like literally just laugh at myself and I'll tell everyone what I did.
I do the same thing. I'm just like,
why are you telling them what you did? I was like, because it was funny.
Yeah.
The same way.
So if someone is heading to Nevada and would like to check out 3 haunted and active sites, like, where would you suggest they go?
Let's see. So if you're in Northern Nevada, where we are, Virginia City is like your top bed.
Yeah, Virginia City
has a great tour.
Multiple locations where you can go. And even just walking the streets, like during Halloween, they do
Wait,
walking
that's the
tours
that's
through
the
there.
location
Okay.
location. Washoe Club. I would do the Collar Mine
Yeah,
because
Collar
that's
Mine
a
is.
really cool one. It's an actual old mine where you can still see gold veins, but there was like a tragedy there too, and you can do it. Like go in, see where it happened, and it's really cool. And then I think Mackay, if you could do it, or Gold Hill.
Yeah.
But that was four.
Gold Hill Hotel.
So I would do Mackay, Washoe, Collar Mine. If you're in Northern Nevada. But if you're through the state of Nevada, there's a couple hotels down in Vegas, and the old Mormon fort down there is haunted.
Oh yeah.
That was a good
there's
one.
There's a Mormon fort?
There is in Vegas. There's actually, so right when you go to the outskirts, it's a really good like historic area.
Yeah, we go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Like every other year. So it's
We'll check it out.
I know.
Okay, so Austin,
yes.
You're obviously a big Zach Baggins fan.
Yeah, that's a huge guy crush on him.
So have you been to his museum in Las Vegas?
Unfortunately not. Yeah, we really want to go because it does look like a really cool museum and something we're definitely into. Just you know, I haven't even been to Vegas.
And we haven't been to Vegas forever.
Goodness. Yeah.
We go for work, like, that's it.
Yeah, I haven't been in almost 10 years.
Man.
You're old.
I'm old
so
now.
Old.
I can't drink like I used to.
Maybe you should do that for your honeymoon instead.
We could go on the way, just leave out of Vegas.
No, just we'll fly to Vegas, go, and then we could.
Yeah.
Get your Tom Hardy shirt on.
Do it.
No, I love his cowboy look, and I've already got a hat, so I'm ready to get his nice goofy cowboy look.
Oh my god! I know sometimes I'm just like, oh seriously? It's like,
oh my
when
god.
He dresses for the part.
Like,
why?
Like, did you know that no cowboy wears that much fucking jewelry, right?
My husband put on a tight t-shirt one day and had, you know, he had gotten too big for it, put it on. He's like, what was that?
Yeah.
And he starts running like he's searching for ghosts or something chasing after him. I was dying laughing so hard because the shirt was so
That's
damn
great.
Tight. I was like, oh, God. Okay, so I want to play a quick game with Annalise and Austin. It's called Do You Believe? So I'm going to rattle off several cryptids quickly, and then you tell me yes or no. But you both have to answer at the same time. Are you guys up for it?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. So the first one is La Llorona.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. They're like, hell yeah, man.
Because they're Latino, la raza, you believe.
Okay, Bigfoot.
No.
No.
What the hell? Like,
oh, man. Y'all just got bumped down. That's Selena's man.
No, we look in the mountains. They're like, nah.
Okay, so Skunk Ape. He's kind of like a. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah,
like
I have.
Bigfoot,
I'd say
like,
yes.
I'm gonna go with yes because she said yes.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be a husband.
Good man.
Okay, vampires.
Yes.
No.
Oh, you better check before you marry her, man. No.
No. Maybe I am one. I'm just saying.
She's a psychic vampire.
she's an energy vampire.
Wendigo.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Surprise! Like I thought you'd say no after Bigfoot.
No, that's a weird thing.
Okay, werewolves.
No.
No.
Loch Ness Monster.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
He looks at her like,
He just looks at me, he's like, oh my god.
Like, I can't marry her. What the hell?
Bye.
If I believe this, what are you getting me to believe?
Okay, so, wait, I want to understand how you believe in the Wendigo, but not werewolves.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave that one for you, Austin.
Well, I think it's more of a spiritual thing because a Wendigo is more of a, like a tainted soul.
Right.
Kind of being where you commit this horrible act and it's really really prevalent in Native American culture, obviously. But werewolves, it's thank you. werewolves is more Hollywood. I think that's just my thing with it. Like you see so much of it in Hollywood that it's like, well, obviously it's just a gimmick.
Yeah, I think that's a hard part.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that gets distorted, like outside of the legends and lore.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. If you had to choose to become a werewolf or a vampire, which one would it be?
Ooh.
Vampire. Yeah, we're both vampires. I like vampires.
Yeah.
She's like, Twilight.
No, I know, right? No, no. But I already take people's blood for a living as a nurse.
What do you take?
Does it matter?
Okay, well, if you don't hear from me after this, send a policeman over for a welfare check. Sounds good.
All of a sudden, she's doing the podcast alone.
Like, yeah. Weird. So he's no longer with us.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for playing that. I always like to find out, you know, what people believe in.
That was fun.
And stuff. But, you know, we appreciate you guys coming on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Zelina and I enjoy listening to your show and wish you guys a ton of success. Why don't you tell our listeners like how they can listen to you and support you?
So right now we are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Ghoul Interrupted, obviously, is our name, but we're also on Instagram at Ghoul Interrupted NV. And then we also do have a Patreon up and running. It's been a little less active than we'd like for the past month because I had to take all my tests and stuff for nursing, but
it's going to start picking up in a big way though. We are most likely trying to do videos for our Patreon supporters now.
Of him getting scared, yeah, shitless, running around. Being scared and
trying to see how Zach Bagan-esque I can be.
Yeah. I want to see the wet pants.
Yeah. That's like our Patreon has three different levels. It's like $5, $10, and $20 to support, and they each get different things. But I mean, the biggest support right now has been Instagram because the more followers we get on there, the more shares, more saves. Like I'm sure you guys know, it just helps grow it.
It's been great. Right.
So
yeah. Well, we really want to thank you guys for joining us today. We hope our listeners will take a minute to like, follow, and share.
For those of you who do believe, I hope you've enjoyed getting to know Annalise and Austin from Ghoul Interrupted. For those skeptics out there, I hope this opens your mind to the possibilities surrounding you. Thanks again, you two, for joining us. We would love to go on an investigation with you guys one of these days if we get to Nevada, or if you guys are, you know, ever driving through the Midwest or coming through here, you have a place to stay. Yeah, just know that. Yeah.
So, yeah, same for you guys up here. I mean, we have Lake Tahoe, but then we also have ghosts on the other side of the mountain. So,
that's awesome. Drown or get haunted, I don't know.
It's great. You can go through the haunting experience and then just have a nice, relaxing day
at Tahoe. Great. Or... Yeah, no, but seriously, thank you guys for having
us.
It's really
much.
Great.
Yeah,
talking to you.
We enjoy talking to you in person, or you know, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, hearing your voices, because I listen to you every week, so I kind of already feel like I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of it's nice. So yeah.
But, definitely.
Well, we wish you guys the best on your wedding this year. Keep up the awesome work.
Thank you.
You know, that's a wrap for this episode. Have a wonderful week, and remember,
keep it creepy. Thank you.